And you're listening to The Daily, live from the Dorey House here in London. It's 22:15 here in London, and I'm Andrew Muller. I'm here with Nancy Durham. And since crack cocaine first came to Brazil in 1989, local authorities have been struggling to deal with the addicts and indeed the effects of the drug. Surrounded by cocaine-producing countries, Brazil is now home to the world's largest population of crack addicts, estimated at over a million users.
Cracolandias, violent, filthy areas where users smoke openly, are now commonplace in cities across Brazil. Until now, all attempts to rid Sao Paulo of its crack ghetto have failed. Today, the city authorities announced their latest plan to clear the streets. Well, Bruce Douglas is a journalist based in Brazil who joins us now from Rio de Janeiro. De Janeiro, that is. Hello.
Hi.
Could you describe for us, take us inside one of the Cracolandia and tell us what it's like, what the atmosphere is like in there?
I think the best way to describe one of these Cracolandias is it's the closest thing you'll see to a zombie movie made real. If you've seen The Wire, it's rather like the Hamsterdam zone. Basically, it consists of addicts and dealers who live in terrible conditions. They tend to live in shacks made out of plyboard and tarpauling. And there they are effectively allowed to smoke and trade small amounts of the drug openly. And they spend their days shuffling, staggering and squabbling in these areas. It feels very unsafe there. When I went there, I had a police escort and I had a bottle thrown at me and a piece of wood. And most of the people who live there are really in a very desperate state, and they tend to make money by either small-scale theft, small-scale dealing, prostitution. A rock of crack there costs just 2 reais. That's less than a dollar. And as I say, the addicts who spend time there are without fear of arrest from the police. And when I was down there, I spoke to one of the addicts, a man called José do Egipto, who'd been coming to the street on and off for 9 years. And he's an addict in his mid-20s who'd been in and out of prison for robbery.
Here, no one can work, because if you come here, it's horrible. You end up using. Everyone here uses. The police don't stop anyone because everyone is a user. You can smoke right in front of the police because they don't want to catch the addicts. They want the dealers. I don't sell drugs. I just use them.
The police are obviously not entirely comfortable with this policy of extreme toleration. Some of the police who I entered the Cracolandia with told me that they felt it was a complete shame for Brazil to allow this to happen. I spoke to one of them, a man called Wilson Romalho, who's a military policeman who's patrolled the area for several years.
It's very, very hard. You can see the environment is very dirty and have crackheads. All crackheads are bandits. It's very difficult to work here.
Have you been attacked in your job?
Yes, several times. I was stabbed.
Did you go to hospital? Were you okay?
Yes, I have to go to the hospital. And I stayed there for 5 days.
What do you think of the idea of leaving the crack addicts to smoke crack?
To use? No. I don't agree with it. I think it's a shame for our country.
So none of which is ideal, Bruce, for a country preparing for a World Cup and an Olympic Games. What are authorities attempting to do about the Cracolandias?
Well, yes, exactly. This is something which Brazilians are particularly nervous about. Their international image is obviously going to be closely scrutinised this year, and also looking ahead to the Olympics in 2016. So far, all the solutions the city authorities have tried have failed. A few years ago, there was a policy known as pain and suffering, by which police forcibly removed addicts from their shelters and drove them across the city. But this was rapidly abandoned when the authorities realized they were merely spreading the problem rather than eliminating it. I spoke to Dr. Ronaldo Laranjeira, who's one of Brazil's leading specialists in addiction, and he described to me the thinking behind the previous policy.
The city of São Paulo tried to take the police and arrested a few drug users and arrest lots of dealers and so on and clean up the streets. And the idea behind that, if you make the situation harder, then you come to treatment. Of course, this didn't work.
So since then, there has been a greater emphasis on treating the issue as a public health problem rather than a criminal matter, and this Professor Langeros is at the forefront of this. The latest thinking, the announcement that was made earlier today, was an attempt to clear the Krakolandia again, but this time by co-opting the residents, by actually trying to get them to voluntarily agree to essentially remove the shacks that they have built there in return for a small amount of spending money, around about 15 haris a day, that's around $6, and submitting themselves voluntarily to Kratorje, which is the local drug and alcohol addiction treatment center.
Are the residents looking like they'd like to take up this offer?
Well, apparently, so the city authorities are saying that they are willing to take up this offer. They're expecting around about 400 of the residents to take up this offer. Reports in the local press today, a number of the addicts quoted said that they were keen to do this. However, it's worth pointing out that those who speak to the press are the ones who are most likely trying to get off the drug. There are plenty who would be completely reluctant to speak to any outsiders. So there is a sense that there is at least an initial will to take up this offer, but whether or not that lasts remains to be seen.
Realistically, I guess then, and finally, the crucial question is that by the time the world's cameras are turned on Brazil, when the first ball is kicked this summer, will there still be Krakolandias in Sao Paulo and Rio or not?
I think without doubt there will be. I spoke to Dr. Langeiro earlier today. He thinks personally that this latest idea is an absurd one. The mayor's office previously had actually encouraged the creation of these shacks as a way of hiding the problem, albeit not particularly well, and now they're encouraging residents to remove their shacks. He thinks this will merely, again, displace the problem, and they will see the growth of a Krakolandia in other parts of the city and in other cities across Brazil.
Thank you, Bruce. Good to hear you and your tape. That's Bruce Douglas in Rio de Janeiro. Thanks.